I need thee, oh, I need thee. Gracious and Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for a brand new day that you have made, a day that we can rejoice and be glad in it. Grateful that you woke us up this morning in our right minds. Grateful for the use and activity of our limbs. Grateful for a reasonable portion of health and strength and life that more abundantly. Grateful, God, that we know who our Redeemer is. We know who woke us up this morning. We know who started us on our way. We know who has blessed us and told us to rise this morning. And so with gratefulness in our heart, Lord, we come before your presence this morning with singing. We've come before your presence to lift up your holy and your righteous name. We've come up, oh God, this morning to pray, oh God, seeking your face, God, that your will might be done in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. We need you, God. We can't make it without you. We dare not move without you. We dare not breathe without you. God, we won't take another step without you. So, Lord, come tomorrow and have your way in our hearts and have your way in our minds and have your way in our souls, even right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. If there's anything in me that's unlike you, Lord, I plead the blood right now because there is nothing else that can wash away my sins. There's nothing else that can make me whole again. And so I need you, God, to come tomorrow and have your way and clean me up, strengthen me even now, pour out your spirit upon me, God, and strengthen me and order me and guide me and shape me for the day that you have ahead for me. I'm grateful, God, that you know my ending from my beginning, so you know exactly where I need you and more. You know my thoughts are far off, God. Even before I think them, God, you know the thoughts that will come into my head. And so, Lord, since you know all, and since you are the great and mighty God, since you are Jehovah Rapha and you're Jehovah Nisi, since you are Jehovah Jireh, God, we submit to you, we submit to your way, and we submit to your will right now in the name of Jesus. If there's anything in us that's unlike you, Lord, we ask that you will wash us right now from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, that we may be effective in ministry on this day. Yes, I'm talking about a Thursday, and some of us may not have service on Thursday, but Lord, every day that you allow us to be able to see is a day that you have purpose and plans for our lives, which means that it's a day that we have an opportunity to do ministry for you. Lord, it's not necessarily singing in the choir. It's not necessarily directing the ushers, guiding the people in and ushering them into the service, Lord, but ministry, God, is God giving something great, a good, giving them the good news of Jesus Christ wherever they may be at. And Lord, we should be about our Father's business. We should be about ministry every single day. Whether we're on the mass transit, whether we're in the carpool, whether we're at home or in our school, whether we're on a job, Lord, we should be about ministry. And the simple way that we can do ministry is by letting our light shine. Lord, so many times we come in frustrated. Lord, I even had to pray frustration off of me as I prepared to go into work this morning. God, because things on my job are not as smooth and not as comfortable as I desire for them to be. But Lord, you reminded me, Lord, that no matter where I might find ourselves, that no matter where we might be, whatever the situation might be, Lord, we can find peace and we can find joy in you. So, Lord, help us to tap into your joy. Help us to tap into your spirit. God, help us to tap into your strength this morning, God, that you might get the glory out of our lives, that we may enter into a place, oh God, with thanksgiving and confound the enemy and confound the devil, because he don't know why we're rejoicing. He don't know why there's a smile on our face. He don't know why we're walking in victory, but we know because we know who our Redeemer is. We know who our strength is. We know who our strong power is. We know who our waymaker is. We know who our provider is. We know who our God is. And because we know who you are, Lord, we can walk in victory today. Because we know who you are, Lord, we can live and not die today. Because of who you are, Lord, we can give you the glory and the honor and the praise. And so, Lord, we declare this morning that we need you, that we can't make it without you, and that we know that our flesh can't do anything but cause us to fall short of your glory. Lord, it is my desire today that I may walk worthy of the vocation wherewith I have been called. You've called me out of darkness for purpose. You've called me into your marvelous light to be a light. You've called me away from my old ways, and you've begun to make things new in my life. I'm grateful, Lord, that you didn't leave me the same way I was when I came to you. But, Lord, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, you have shaped me and molded me into being the man that you've called for me to be in this day and time. And, Lord, I know greater is ahead for me. Lord, I know that there is a higher calling for me. And, Lord, I know that there is a greater anointing for me, oh God, each and every day. And so I press towards you on this day in the mighty name of Jesus. I press towards that high mark. I press forward towards that prize because there is a higher calling in you, Lord, for me today, God. Oh, God, because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And the great God that's in me helps me to overcome the world. The great God that dwells in me helps me to overcome my fear, the God fears. The great God that lives in me helps me to overcome things that are look like they should weigh me down and those things that should betray me and defeat me and kill me. But you said not so, because you are great inside of me. Help us to walk in greatness, Lord, today as we walk worthy of our calling. Lord, no matter what our calling is, Lord, help us to walk worthy of it, meaning help us to fulfill the purpose and the plans that you have for our lives this day. Someone needs to know that Jesus still saves. Someone needs to know that Jesus still heals. Someone needs to know that there is a Redeemer that's willing to redeem them from their state of affairs and from their sins. Help us to be that example, Lord, today. Help us to be that witness today. We say yes even now. Yes to your will, and we say yes to your way. We're surrendering to you, God, and we shall obey. Lord, you say we can show that we love you by obeying your words and obeying your commandments. Lord, we love you today, and we shall obey your word, and we shall obey your commandments, and we shall walk in your promises, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm grateful that you're not a God that passes rules that does not provide benefits as well. So when we obey your rules and when we obey your commandments, Lord, there are benefits that comes with that. Lord, you bless us exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. God, that's according to the power that works in us, but we must know your word. And the power that works in us is your spirit. And the power that works in us is obedience to your word. And the power that works in us, God, is life-sustaining and life-keeping. And so, Lord, we surrender to your will. We surrender to your way, and we give you glory and we give you honor, because there is none like you. You are magnificent in all your ways. You are glorious in your ways. So all of the glory and all of the honor and all of the praise, God, it belongs to you. God, we give you our hallelujah. We give you the highest praise. We give you the thank you, Jesus, and we give you the glory and the honor and the praise. Let there be praise on our lips today. For you have done wonderful and great and mighty things in our lives. Thank you for last night's rest. God, thank you that it was not a rest unto death. God, that we are on our way back to you. But we're grateful, God, that you've given us another chance to say yes. And so we thank you for last night's sleep. We thank you for the rest that you've given us. And we thank you for the strength, God, that you have given us to prepare us for this day. We declare right now that this is the day that the Lord hath made. So we rejoice and we're glad in it, and we're seeking your will, and we're seeking your face on this day, on this 14th day of our 31 days of prayer. Lord, our focus today is focused on the financial structure or the financial viability of the church. Teach us to trust you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in all of our ways, not just in our relationships, not just in our homes, but, Lord, to teach us, show us, God, and help us to trust you with our finances. God, over and over in your word, it says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. You tell us in your word that if we don't give our tithes, we are cursed with a curse. But, God, there are benefits to giving to you, because you don't give back to us the same. But first of all, when we give you that tenth, Lord, God, you said that you would open up the windows of heaven. God, just 10%, you're willing to open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that we won't have enough room to receive it. And then our New Testament giving, God, you said when we give, God is going to give back to us exponentially more than we give to you. And so when we stand upon your promises, Lord, in every area of our lives, Lord, we have the victory. God, we get greater in return. And, Lord, your will can be done in our lives. Teach us to understand your word and to trust your word and apply your word in our day-to-day lives so that our ministries, God, can be fruitful and they can have the necessary resources, Lord, to be successful in ministry. You encouraged us in Malachi 3:8 to bring you all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in your house. That means that there would be resources and supplies to be able to fulfill the work of ministry, oh God, in the needs of the house. Lord, stir up in us, Lord, the fearlessness of trusting you in our giving. God, because I have not seen what you plan to do for us when we give to you. You're a God that does way better than the stock market. You're a God that does way better than playing the lottery. Because, God, your returns are guaranteed because when we put them into your hands, Lord, little becomes much when we place it into your hands. And so we at Praise Center, Lord, we declare that when we give, this must be our seed because we're sowing it into good ground. We're sowing it into good season or good ground. And so when we sow it, God, it has to return into a harvest because we're sowing it into you. And so we thank you for the opportunity to give. We thank you for the opportunity to be a blessing to the ministry, and we thank you for an opportunity to be a blessing to our community at large. And so bless us, Lord, today. Keep us in the heart of your hand and the center of your will. Let this day be like none other as we offer unto you a sacrifice of praise, and we declare, God, that we need you, Lord, today. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in our homes. Have your way, oh God, on our jobs. In the mighty name of Jesus, and let thine will be done. And before I end, Lord, I want to ask that you would touch and continue to encourage those that are in bereaved situation. God, the saints of old are passing away. Oh, God, our foundational people are passing away. And so we pray for the Carter Memorial family, oh, God, and Bishop Carl Pierce and his family during their time of bereavement. We continue to pray for and encourage and uplift the McNair family in Greater Maryland Central, our Maryland Central jurisdiction, God, during their time of bereavement. I also call on the name of Deacon Bass, oh, God, and Sister Lori Crosby, God, and the members of Greater St. Luke Church of God in Christ during the homegoing celebration of Mother Ella Bass. I thank you for the time of knowing her. I thank you for the wisdom that she poured out into us while we were in San Diego. And so I pray for comfort for that dear family during their time of bereavement. And then for all of those that are mourning, God, we're grateful that you are acquainted with our griefs, meaning, God, you know, oh, God, the things that have come into our lives and you know our sorrows. And we're grateful, God, that you are a God that is intimate with us. God, you know our ins and out. You know us inside and out. And so, Lord, you know what we need and more. So, God, come the more, grant us strength. Come the more, God, grant us renewal. Come the more, breathe light into us and have your way in our hearts and in our minds and in our lives today. We're grateful that we have an awesome God that knows my needs from everyone else's. So meet our needs, oh God, today, according to your word. And we'll give you the glory, we'll give you the honor, and we'll give you the praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen.